Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on BBS Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, coming to you live from the BBS Talk radio station located in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. And we are on every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. And basically, our show is about informative entertainment. And that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information, tricks of the trade that you definitely need in order to pursue a career in the entertainment business. And we also hope to inspire, encourage, and motivate you by interviewing people that are currently making their dream a reality in show business. We encourage all of you to call in, ask questions of our panelists at any time during the show. I have my computer right here, and I take your calls directly, so you don't have to go through like a whole process to be on the air. You talk right to Kelly and Christoph, who are the guests today. Mm-hmm. The toll-free call-in number is 818-602-4498. Again, 818-602-4498. And by the way, if you like what you hear, and you find that it helped you in any way, we would love to hear it on the forum page of the BBS Talk Radio website. So you can go to bbstalkradio.com, and there's a little link there that says forum. Click on that. Takes a couple seconds to register, and you can tell us how wonderful we are. And you can post comments, read comments about some of the other shows. I personally love Kirby Fashionista with, I think that's hosted by Jacqueline Britton, and also Out There, hosted by Jeff Rector. It's about horror and movies and all that good stuff. So you can also email me at priscilla@questionreality.us. Now, we have intriguing guests with us today. Ooh. We have the wonderful, sexy, hot Miss Kelly Foster.
Thank you, Priscilla.
From Austin, Texas.
Yee.
Say yee-haw.
Yeah.
And we have the hot, sexy Baron, Christoph Bull. Say something.
How are you, Priscilla?
Sexy. All right. And we're going to talk to them. They're both singers, songwriters, among many other things. But we're going to do our weekly spotlights. And this week, we are going to, again, spotlight my favorite background casting company, which is Hollywood OS. And you know how I love my Hollywood OS. Basically, if you are an actor and you want to know what is one of the ways I can break into acting, how can I be a star? One of the ways is to get into background acting. And they have many, many, many different background companies online. They have actorsaccess.com. They have lacasting.com. Two of the definite legitimate ones. But they have Hollywood OS. And the reason I love Hollywood OS is because when I first decided to start pursuing a career in film, switching over from theater, I found Hollywood OS. I think it was recommended by a friend, and I went in there, and oh my gosh, it was so different than the previous ones that I had gone into, because they were all kind of, to be honest with you, they were a little seedy. They were kind of like roach motels, and it was just so depressing. And I walked into Hollywood OS. They were in Beverly Hills then, and I mean, it was just a great office. The woman who owns it, Angela, she was fantastic, just greeted me with a big smile and just made everybody that was in the waiting room really feel wanted and needed. So I just loved it. And they offered a book. And part of the service when you sign up, you get, at that particular time, when I signed up, you got a book, and it's called, I need a breath. It's called Extra Work for Brain Surgeons. And you think, what a weird title, right? What does that have to do with acting? Oh my God, I cannot tell you how much that has to do from acting. Do you know that over, I'd say, 80% of what I learned about the entertainment business came from that book? They have rate charts in there for non-union, union, after. They've got where the scam companies are. They've got everything on the production company. companies, you name it, they've got it. I could go on and on about what they've got in this book. But it's very important because it tells you almost in a step-by-step, really in a 1-2-3 way, how to get started, what you need to do, what you need to avoid. And right now, they are casting for Grey's Anatomy, the new Katherine Heigl movie, and just basically any movie that's hot, they're casting for it. So you have to call them. And what I worked out with them is that they will get one of these books. You will get the first 25 people that call them, you're going to get one of these books. It's a $40 value, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's a $40 value, and you will get one of the, a $30 value. Sorry, I'm raising the prices on their books. It's a $30 value, and you'll get it for free. So go to the website, hollywoodos.com, and if you go on the website, you want to tell them, you want to call them, you say, I heard the ad on Question Reality. You will get one free week. You get to register for one free week, and that will give you access to you'll see everything they cast for. And they cast for SAG, AFTRA, non-union, you name it, all types. Fat, skinny, tall, short, black, white, you name it. They cast for it. So you can submit right directly for film, television, commercials. They do music videos in print. And they're at 3108 West Magnolia Boulevard. So right in Burbank, not too far. Parking is pretty cool, right on Hollywood Way in Buena Vista. And they're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 5. Yeah, 11 o'clock. Wow, what great hours. And you can call them. Their number is 310-289-9400. So don't forget HollywoodOS.com. We love them. So we are going to get to our guest now. I think I've done enough talking. We're going to introduce our first guest again. His name is Christoph Bull. And if you want to go right now and check out his website, his name is spelled, there's no E, it's Christoph Bull.com. Is that correct, Christoph?
That's correct. I couldn't have done it better.
Ooh, my headphones are... I've had a reject. My headphones
are... They're
short. They've
Help
gone
out,
up.
Albert.
That's okay. They've gone up into my head. I can no longer hear myself, but that's okay.
I see.
So Christoph is a... We're having a little technical difficulty. Okay.
Is that better? It looks
there.
Better.
All right. We have Christoph. He's a singer, a songwriter, and what else are you, Christoph?
I play pretty much everything that has black and white keys. So
All right.
He plays everything that has black and white keys, and I've known him for quite a while. I love, 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 love his voice. As a matter of fact, these are my two favorite vocal peeper right here. His voice is a cross between, I've always said, like Al Stewart and a little Beatles. Haven't I said that, Christoph? And he is right from Germany, and he has that gorgeous German accent and that, you just got to go on his website and take a look at him.
He's really good looking. I wish you could be here right now.
He is a sexy one. I am rubbing up against him under the table right now, just to let you know. So, Christoph, why don't you tell us all that is you? Who is Christoph Bull? Take us on the journey.
Oh, that's a loaded question. How much time do we have?
Why did you decide to become a singer, songwriter? Was it something you decided to do, or did you just start doing it and not know you were even doing it?
I started as a kid when I was 5 years old. I went to my grandma's house, and she had a piano, and I just sat down, and to me, it seemed like I already knew how to play it right away.
Wow. Yeah, gene memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Cell memories. Mm-hmm.
All right, so my cells remembered. and I was making up stuff. So
Did you have people in your family who were musicians or any musical?
Well, my family has a lot of musicians that do it as a hobby, as amateurs. Okay. My dad plays the accordion. Mm-hmm. And my brother plays the guitar, and my sister plays the flute. So everybody plays, but I'm the only one who took it as a career.
Oh.
Yes.
Were they happy about that?
Well, at first they said, why don't you become a lawyer or a doctor?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
And lawyer I might have been good at, but doctor, that would have been disastrous. So it's better for the world that I did not become a doctor. Yes.
Yeah, I think you would have made a good lawyer, a singing lawyer.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
And so tell us, start with the education. Did you, since you knew at a very young age that you wanted to be a musician, did that gear you towards where you chose for school?
Yeah, I got a lot of good education. I was lucky that way. My parents were both academics. They're retired now. But they made sure that I got a good education.
And where did you go?
Well, first privately in Mannheim, my hometown, and then I went to the University of Church Music in Heidelberg, the Freiburg Conservatory. Then it got a little bit too conservative for me at the conservatory.
That's an Albert joke, okay.
Yeah, well, he's right. And that's how I came over here, you know, to I first moved to Boston to attend a school called Berklee College of Music.
Oh, very fine school.
It's a very nice school, but what attracted me to them is that they did jazz music, film music, popular music, songwriting, lyric writing. So that's what brought me over here. And after I was done over there, I wanted to explore this country more, so I went west.
Ah! From Boston right here?
Yeah, Mannheim, Boston, Los Angeles. That was my route. And then I came over here to L.A., and then I started working as a musician, church music. I played churches and clubs.
Wow. So
I go from the cathedral.
God and the devil all in one night, right?
Exactly. And sometimes, it cross-fertilizes, you know? Sometimes sacred music at the club and the devil's music at the church.
What church is this?
No. It was a joke.
Go ahead.
So anyway, so it's from the cathedral to the Viper Room. So that kind of does work like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a two-pronged career. I do classical music at churches and concert halls. And I have a concert coming up at Royce Hall.
You were an organist.
That's right.
You were an organist by profession also.
That's right. I started working as an organist at age 12. So when I came here, I knew how to do that, you know.
Right. And you're currently working as a full-time professor at UCLA? Or
I'm a professor at UCLA, but I'm part-time.
Part-time, okay.
And then other than that, I give concerts. I just got back from Germany. I gave a couple of concerts over there.
Now, that career has allowed you to travel all over the world and play with some of the top celebrities. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it has allowed me to travel. Last year I went to Russia. I played at the Cathedral of Moscow, the Catholic Cathedral.
Wow.
And that was a riot, you know, because, here in this country, organ is maybe a little bit exotic, but over there, the church was full, and it was young people, old people. It was quite fascinating.
That's like, the organists are like Justin Timberlake
over there, that's right, exactly.
They're hot!
I'm the Justin Timberlake of Moscow.
You used to play with Lily Hayden.
Lily Hayden, I still sometimes play with her. I played on her new record. She just came out with a new one. And she is similar in me that she likes to cross over classical music and rock music. So she for example, is influenced by Brahms and Jimi Hendrix. And I can relate to that.
Uh-huh.
So I like all kinds of music. So I like
to blend it. Who are your musical influences?
Well, I really like so many of them. But I think, as you said earlier, in pop music, I love the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
In classical music, I love Bach, Stravinsky, Gustav Mahler, you know. But I also like contemporary music. So these days, I mostly follow, you know, people who are working it out over here in L.A., you know.
Okay. And so do you find that working part-time as a professor has allowed you to pursue your career full-time as a musician? Why don't you tell us about that? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who are full-time professors that say, hey, if Christoph can do it, I'm going part-time because I want to pursue my music.
Yeah.
So why don't we corrupt all of the full-time professors now?
That's right.
How you did it.
I'll quit your jobs. Go all the way.
How did you work full time and then go part time? Or
I've never worked full time. Okay. I don't believe in that.
He's a musician, folks. You heard it right here.
True artist.
But tell us about working part time at UCLA as an organist. Does that allow you to do in the other worlds?
Well, the greatest part of that is actually interacting with the students. You know, because they make me a better player myself because I have to explain to them, and that way I have to think about it myself, you know?
Yeah.
And then also, the students these days are very open-minded. So some of the things that I had to fight for when I went to school, like crossing classical and pop, some people, you know, didn't really like that or were like critical of it. And these students, they just do it naturally. They don't really think much about it. They just do it. They walk from the jazz ensemble to their classical lesson, you know, to the orchestra, to the choir. So I like that. And I've got some students that are really very, very talented and creative and good thinkers and open-minded. So that inspires me, you know.
How does that inspire you for when you do your club gigs? How do you feel younger? Do you feel like you can relate more to a younger audience when you go from doing that into maybe playing a club that night? Does that influence you at all?
Yeah, well, I like their attitude, you know, toward life. They're young, they're open-minded, you know.
Does that influence how you write? Has that changed from before you got that job to now?
I'm not quite sure if it has, because I'm kind of, you know, young at heart as well. I'm not as young as my students, but I feel as young.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you don't feel, a lot of people are influenced, well, you're influenced by many different things, and I was wondering if you had changed your way.
Well, I think you are right. I am influenced. I've got some students that when they improvise, they're very free about it. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I studied improvisation, and it was very structured. It was like, okay, do a fugue or do like this kind of form, and these students, when they start improvising, they just start playing and wait for something to happen.
Now, did you find that a little shocking at first, or did you acclimate to it right away?
I acclimated it. I find very little things shocking.
Right. Yeah. That's true, Kristoff.
Very few things, I should say. I used to live in Hollywood, right in the middle of Hollywood. You know, like on, Cuenca, Wilcox, Hollywood Boulevard.
The Din of Iniquity, yeah.
So I was here for the LA riots. I was here for the earthquake. So few, I find few things shocking.
There's nothing you can't, nothing that you can't do right now as far as your music. You've done it all. I can't imagine. What else is there? Rap?
Yeah.
Have you done rap?
I haven't rapped myself. I'll leave that to people who are better at it, but I have collaborated with rappers before, I'm into it, yeah.
You have done a lot. Now, what have you been working on recently? I understand you have a new CD coming out. What's the title of that?
Yeah, the title of that
can
will
I
be...
Can I see the CD?
Yeah, that's actually the last one, but yes, you can see it. That's my last... I kind of alternate making classical and pop CDs. So that was my last classical CD that you're holding. It's called Organica 3. It's a series.
Oh, yeah.
So Organica is a series that I created at the end of the 90s, and it's organ concerts, but they're presented in a rock and roll way. So it's mostly classical music, but the way I like to present them and the attitude is more rock. And so I've been doing this for 10 years at different churches, and now I do it at Royce Hall at UCLA. And we're having a concert coming up on June 8th.
June 8th? What time?
7 p.m.
At Royce Hall?
At Royce Hall.
Can they find that on your website?
Yeah, there's a link to it, or they could also alternatively go to UCLALive.org.
Okay, UCLALive.org. And that's just very interesting to hear classical music with like a rock undertone or overtone, Kelly?
Yeah.
How can you? I mean, that sounds.
Yeah,
I'm,
that sounds
do
great.
I get to keep this?
Because yes.
I
All right.
I'm hoping I get something out
You're
of the
smooth,
deal.
Priscilla.
I like that. Organica 3, and this is and it's in. Is it shrink wrap? Shrink
yes,
wrap. So
right.
You know, he paid a lot for it.
It's a real deal.
It's got a barcode and everything.
Yeah,
right?
And you know that a barcode and everything. Absolutely. Look at that.
I know.
Now that brings me to what I want to talk about for all the musicians out there who may not. Be able to do the shrink wrap thing because they have the CD, they just burn and you just have some magic marker on it and that's what you get.
Yeah, I make those too.
What,
yeah,
what is the average cost to make, say, something like this, would you say, if you were giving tips or advice for someone who wanted to be an independent musician like yourself, how much would you say that you needed to start with to invest in making a CD in order to pass it out to people?
Oh, that's a good question.
What's the process? What would you recommend to people how they should get started doing that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, first of all, I would say listen to your songs and pick the best songs, or maybe run them by some other people too. Do some market research. Just find your best material. That's what
because
I usually start.
Because you may not be objective on your own stuff, correct?
Yes. Even though, on the other hand, I like to also please myself with my CDs. So I pick my favorites, but sometimes I ask other people,
okay.
You know. But I'm also very prolific, so I have a lot of songs. So I look at them, and then I look at what fits together, you know, which songs fit on one CD, you know, stylistically.
So you have that kind of smooth transition.
That's right. Okay. So I would do a lot of preparation in that way, really polish off the songwriting, make the songs as good as you can make them.
For the budget you have.
Exactly. And then I usually do demos before I record the actual CD. I make them very simple, just me on the piano and vocals, but I demo every song. And these days, I already even put them in an order, and I start working with the order right away. There's a lot of stories about artists who make CDs and they can't decide on the order, and I've done that before,
How
too.
How do you decide what order?
Well, I make it part of the process right away, but I'm going, what's a good opening song, you know?
Okay.
Probably something not too long, you know, something snazzy, you
right.
know, to get right in there. Because you know how people listen to music, right? They might just listen to one song
right.
or two.
And the first yeah. one is the seller.
Yes, so exactly, with people's short attention span.
Very
so it
short.
has to start very strong,
right.
probably upbeat, you know. I mean, there could be an exception, but...
Right, and it is a good rule to go either start fast, second one medium, third one slow, or slow, medium, fast. You definitely want to have the change.
A pace, you know, an ebb and flow. But I see these days it's so easy to burn CDs, so I actually experiment with different orders. I burn
mm-hmm.
little practice CDs, so to speak, and then I listen to them on the CD player. And
so you can make a pretty good CD for an inexpensive amount, would you say, at least the demo?
Yeah, I mean, see, these days what you can do a lot on the computer. You can use like
soft. What are some of the tools you recommend?
Well, I mean, I'm a Mac person, so I've used... Why are you making a face? She's making a face.
You weren't supposed to tell on me. No, I'm an IBM platform, but go ahead.
Well, we won't hold that against
we
you.
We won't hold it against you. Okay, go
well,
ahead.
Well, I'm not on the Apple payroll, but they have it. Yeah.
I actually hear it is better to do music on the Macintosh.
Well, they have a program called GarageBand that comes with it, and it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do fun things with it, you know.
Oh, I've heard rave reviews about
yes.
that. I'm recommending that now to people because I've had so many people tell me they've done. And then there's another one called Audition. What is it? Something Audition?
I don't know Audition.
Adobe Audition.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that. I have another one that's called Audacity. That's free. You can download that. So you could probably Google it. And
Audacity, free software by Christoph Bohm.
Well, I didn't make
free
it.
Advice,
somebody
free advice.
That's right. The advice is free.
Okay, so you pick the order, and then what about the graphics? I noticed you got to have a gorgeous graphic here. What if the person doesn't draw? What do you recommend?
Yeah, see, the thing is, I really believe in good graphics because
yes.
I know some friends that have made great records, and they actually spend a lot of money on the studio, and then they skimped out on the graphics. I don't understand that.
And
because
that is a selling point. When someone goes to buy, when they go on the internet, and they... Believe me, some people are more visual than they
yes,
are auditory.
Yes, absolutely.
And whatever is on this front CD, that's going to inspire them to say, I like that picture. I wonder what it's about.
Absolutely. So in this particular case, the picture was painted by a collaborator of mine, Norton Wisdom, who is a fantastic live painter. You know, so he paints to the music. I play music, and he paints it. He painted this as I was playing the Organica 3. Priscilla is showing it to us. We're all tripping out on it. She's moving it slowly, hypnotizing.
Yeah, well, for those of you who can't see it, if you go to his website, christophbull.com, you'll be able to see it. But it's very, I would need a little hallucinogen to be able to tell what he's sitting on there. But it's gorgeous. I love the colors.
Yes,
it's very
beautiful.
Well balanced with the colors. And it looks like a classical pianist. And then there's some cherubs. And then there's like some music notes. And then there's some wings. And I think that's a face, but it could be an embryo. But in a way, it's a gorgeous, and that right away would make me want to say, oh, I want to hear this. I want to see
exactly
what kind of mind it was that created this.
Yes, beautiful.
This. So that's very important. And so choose your software to do your songs. Choose a nice graphic. If you don't have anyone to do it for you, try to find a little budget for it. But if you can't, I think that they have, as a matter of fact, I know they have a lot of websites that you can actually buy pictures. You pay like $1 and you buy the license and the rights. So if you go to one of those websites, you would be able to buy a nice picture and have the rights to use that on your CD. So you've already made your music, you put them on a demo, you got your little cover. Then what do you do, Christoph?
Oh, that's a good question. See, don't listen to me on that one, because then I go totally neglect the business part of it and go and make my next record.
Make it and then you just go to the next one?
No, it's not as bad. What I do is what a lot of people can do these days. You can, if you're one of the blessed people like Britney Spears, then you have a record company and they spent millions of dollars.
We're talking for the poor audience here, Christoph.
That's right.
Let's talk, mm-hmm. you know, poverty level, like most of the musicians.
Well, you can do a lot through the internet. I go through a site called CD Baby, cdbaby.com. I love them. They're very good.
Very good.
And what you do is you send them a limited amount of CDs, like maybe 5 physical copies, and then then you fill out a form online,
right?
And they create like a site for you, you know, for the CD. They put on the graphics, they put on sound samples of every song,
a little bio.
Yeah, so people can go on there, listen to samples of it, and can get it through them, and they can also get it to iTunes for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really good site.
Yeah, and then they take a little small percentage. Just keep that in mind. Don't be alarmed. That's normal in the business.
Well, they put in quite a bit of work too.
They put in quite a work, so they do deserve that little fee. There is another one. I don't know if you know about this, but if you are on MySpace, I don't think it's just proprietary to MySpace, but I have just discovered this. It's wonderful. It's called Snowcap.
Yes, absolutely.
Love them. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Tell me, have you tried them? Or
I haven't done that myself, but I have seen other people do it, and that's great too.
Oh my God, it takes literally snowcap.com, snowcap.com. I swear it takes maybe, how long did it take me? Like 2 minutes. I went in, signed up, and downloaded the software. Even though I don't have any songs, I'm not a musician, but I just wanted to see what it was like. I bought one for 89 cents from my friend, Trisha Kelly. Mm-hmm. And it took me literally 3 minutes, and it was all ready to put on the download, and it was ready to put right on your MySpace page.
Yeah.
And you can load all of your songs. You just tell them how much you want, and that's it. And then they download it. The people buy it and download it. So I would recommend that as well.
That's right. So the internet
you
is big for that.
You can make some money. Yeah. I mean, you can. Makes money if you don't mind selling it for $89.99. So you can pay whatever you want, but you got to keep in mind that most people are buying singles. A lot of people just don't buy the whole CDs now from those websites. They want to buy the single.
Yeah.
So Snowcap is perfect for that.
It's great. Absolutely. And there's other sites too where you can lots
those
of them.
Those two seem to be the ones I hear about most.
Yes. Well, MySpace is very popular, and Snowcap kind of works in conjunction with MySpace.
I don't know. Do you know if they're proprietary to MySpace, or do you think you can put them on any website?
I've only seen them on MySpace.
We
but
don't
I'm not,
know, but I'll find out for you.
That's right. We'll do the research.
So, Christoph, this is Organica 3. This is your organ music. Don't you have a new CD that it's coming out? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm still working on that. I'm putting the finishing touches on it. So, I alternate. I do classical and I do pop music with my own songs. So the new one is going to be pop. It's called Low Fidelity. And it's got
Didn't REM or REO do High and Fidelity in the 80s? Yes,
I like it. That's my answer to that.
Low Fidelity.
Not Infidelity.
Infidelity. What did you say?
Fidelity.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Okay. Different.
That's
different.
True, but it's a good association. And it's not exactly like REM, but it's maybe that tradition of songwriting, you know, like very melodic and lyrical and stuff.
Is it mostly pop or?
Yeah, that particular one is almost exclusively pop, even though I do one piece by Bach, a piano piece. But even there, I put in a little jazzy lick in there. I'm playing it as if Bach had been.
He has to trail Bach wherever he goes, right?
Well, yeah, I'm playing it as Bach would play it now. That's my approach. But I'm still working on it. I'm working on the vocals right now. Then it needs to be mixed and maybe a couple of months.
Well, why don't we hear a little track from that now? It's called I Don't Want to Lose You.
Actually, before you said that's a track from the last pop album. That's from Old School.
Oh, it's from Old School.
Yes.
Oh!
Well, the new one isn't ready to go out yet.
Gosh, I'm promoting something that's just a phantom at the moment.
No, but you're promoting it because it's a continuation of that style.
Okay.
And that, for example, you could find on CD Baby.
Okay.
You go on cdbaby.com and then you type in my name, Christoph Bull.
So if they go to cdbaby.com, they can find Organica 3 under Christoph Bull.
Exactly.
And then this song that we're about to hear called I Don't Want to Lose You, what's the name of that CD?
It's Old School.
Old School. It's Old School. Oh, is that the one with you with the cute little picture? Are you when you were a little boy?
That's me, yeah.
Ah, yeah, I like that. And then the one we don't have any. Oh, I have.
Aww.
Oh, he just showed us a CD. It's a cute little thing.
So sweet.
And there's some really good songs. Oh,
thank you.
One of the ones that I like was that 6 degrees of separation. I just love that. I use that just like every day because every time I meet someone, they know like a big time celebrity. So I always say, oh, I know that celebrity through the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
you know, that's how you know.
And it might be even less than, sometimes it's less than six degrees,
it's
right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I just talked to a guy who, well, that's enough, had dinner with Steven Spielberg the other week. I'm like, wait a minute, that's a 2 degree of separation. But so why don't we, without further ado, because we want to get Kelly in here and talk about Kelly. So why don't we end this by saying, Christoph, we thank you for coming on the show. We want everyone to go to ChristophBull.com, ChristophBull.com, and we're going to end it with this song called I Don't Want to Lose You. Is there anything you want to say? He looks like he's got a finger up.
June 8th, 7 p.m. Royce Hall, Organica.
Spectacular
organ music.
Organ music. Remember, he is the Michael Jackson of Russia and Justin Timberlake of the organ.
That's right.
So you're in for a real treat with Christoph on the organ. There's smoke coming off his fingers and the pipes of the organ when he plays. So I don't really know how to do this, but I think that I just click a button. But if I mess it up, you know, bear with me. Sam is not in the office here, so I am going to try to do this. This is called I Don't Want to Lose You by Christoph Bull, and I think we're going to do it. All right, ready? Here we go.
Your phone machine has cut me off because I talk too much, I talk too much. My mind is racing through my heart because I think too much, I think too much. I can't hear you, I can't feel you. Can we still go home to the home of the week? I don't wanna lose you, I don't wanna lose you, I don't wanna lose you. Talk each day, I never used to contemplate, I contemplate. I still can see your face, but slowly you evaporate, evaporate. Am I tripping? Are you slipping? Please don't know when it all ends. I don't wanna lose you, I don't wanna lose you, I don't wanna lose you. I don't wanna lose you, I don't wanna lose you, I don't wanna lose you. Really true, perhaps we got too close.
Too close.
Perhaps it's really true, perhaps I've got to go.
No, no, no.
Between Al Stewart and the Beatles. Did I tell you or what?
Yes, that was awesome.
He's fantastic. Thank you, Christoph.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
You're so welcome. You don't have to leave now, Chris.
No, I'm not leaving. I'm sticking. I'm sticking around.
I wish you would have brought another one and we could have closed the song out. But hey, look who we got Kelly here, but I want to, you want to do something?
Sure.
How would you like to read the ad copy for the Horror Channel?
Oh, I would love that.
Oh, so this is my friend Nick Saltos. He owns this company called Horror Channel. Well, it's horrorchannel.com. I cannot say the word horror.
Yeah, be careful with that.
I can't say that. Horror. channel.com. And he started that a couple years ago and it's doing quite well. You just go to horrorchannel.com. He yells at me because I always put the horror channel because it just seems like it goes
Right.
It's the horror channel, but it's called, it's horrorchannel.com.
Gotcha.
So he reprimanded me last week. So I am going to let you read his little ad copy. Every week I get a different person.
Okay.
So you're basically auditioning because we have to pay for someone to do the voiceover to get it. So
I can do this.
And now Kelly Foster is going to do the ad copy for the Horror Channel.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights! Be sure to visit the horrorchannel.com for all our latest programming. They are also available on Verizon FiOS cable television. Go to channel 900 free on demand and select Pop Culture. Scroll down and you'll find the Horror Channel.
Oh my God, we're like,
am I hired?
We're some tacky basement. Nick's going to say you're both fired. I'm not giving you a single cent for that ad.
I didn't say horror any better than you.
Actually,
did
you
I?
Did it. I like how you added a little 900 number sound to it.
Did I?
I liked it. It was sexy.
I'm from Texas and we have more syllables.
I love it.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, you did a great job. So there you go, Nick. How'd you like that?
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm just going to finish this up real quick because I want to get my last little favorite spotlight, and it's Alan Bryant of a city that you're from. Well, actually, a state, Texas. He's from Dallas, Texas. He's this hot little Cherokee Indian actor, Alan Bryant. And he actually is going to be on the cover of Cassie Edwards' new book called Savage Abandon. And that is, you can pre-order that on Amazon.com. When you see him, you're going to go, oh my God, I want this man. He is hotter than hot. He's this hot Indian guy. Actually, he's not. He's of Cherokee descent. So just pre-order the book. It's $7.99. It's not going to break you. Savage Abandon. And he is going to be in the book cover of a couple other books now that she's gotten so many responses from him being hot and happening on that book. She's now going to cast him for her next two books, which is Savage Dawn and Savage Sun. She's got a thing for the word savage, doesn't she? Wow. Savage. Savage Abandon. And so he's going to be on that right now as we speak. He wanted to listen to the radio show, but he is at the Texas Renaissance Festival. He is at the Texas Renaissance Festival every year. He's been doing it for the past 9 years, and he plays various characters. He plays Eagle Wolf, who is a gentle and proud Native American musketeer, smooth-talking musketeer named Chevalier de... de la Mole.
Oh, you're good.
Okay, Gisella. We can't speak French. And then Sir Alaric de Bren. Oh, that's as close to French as we're going to get. But he's there. And so if you want to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival and check him out, he's always a treat. And he is he auditioned for a new movie called Native American Indian. Actually, it's not called that. He auditioned for the part of a name. It's called Lost Warrior. So you can check him out on myspace.com and you type in, are you ready? Wahali Wea. That's W-E-H-A-L-I _ W-A-Y-A, which means Eagle Wolf. Check him out. He's hot. All right, Kelly, it's all you, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Live from Austin, Texas, with Mama Short sitting over
in
the corner.
My mother's here visiting.
Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
That's Helen Short from Austin, the hot Helen Short. Just steaming the place up over there.
I'm telling you.
So you are a singer and a songwriter like Christoph as well.
Yes.
What type of music do you do?
You know, I mainly perform jazz and blues, mainly the classic stuff from, say, the 20s through the 50s.
Oh, and you do that so well.
Oh,
my God.
My love.
For those of you who have not seen the Kelly... The Kelly Foster, you have not seen
Thank
a performer.
You,
she is so smoking out there. She can move those hips like Mae West, and she's got the hand movement. And
Thank
you start
you.
Thinking, oh, my God, I wish I had those fingertips doing. What else, Kelly? So what else?
So that's my first love as far as performing, and my mother helped me get into that in college. We were doing a song and dance troupe, and I fell in love with Cole Porter and Duke Ellington.
What? You and your mom were doing a little?
Well, mom introduced me to that music.
Oh.
And then I got into the dance troupe, song and dance troupe, and then I saw Gilda with Rita Hayworth and saw her little Supper Club number, and that was it. That was the lightning bolt hit, and I've been on the track ever since. And so performed live for many years. Well, I started in Austin. I did some open mics and showcases there, and then my mom visited here and said, Kelly, you got to get out there. So I visited, sang with Martin and Elaine at the Dresden.
Who are still there 40 or 50 years.
We love Martin and Elaine. That's one thing I would recommend for people when they come out, to just get out and sing at all the open mics and showcases. Right now, Kathy Siegel Garcia has a great one, a Wednesday night at the Muddy Moose Lounge.
Sportsman's Lodge. I'll hit them up with a bill for later.
Okay. And even if you, I did that every week, once a week for a year, and worked out a lot of stage fright. A couple times I got out to the car and I turned back in and went back inside. Okay. But
and that's normal.
But just work through it and just keep doing it. Keep singing and it will happen.
And
for
you will just meet so many people that
way. Oh my gosh. I knew one person when I came out here, Dee Dee Davidson. Hello, Dee Dee. Thank you for everything. And, very quickly, as you can, every night you go out, you exchange business cards, mm-hmm. and just talk with people. And there's so much out here. Once you get out, that's it.
Yeah.
It's just blossoms.
It's true.
So I performed. I got very lucky. I was hired as a lead singer, girl singer for a couple of orchestras, and did a lot of performing with them. Crazy Rhythm and Hot Society Orchestra and the Mike Henebry's Big Band. And then I decided to write songs after that, because my songs were not getting written by anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So if you can't do it, if they're not hiring, hire
that's right.
yourself.
And I got in my file cabinet, finished my songs, and I actually write all different kinds of music, which I find kind of interesting.
Oh,
beautiful R&B,
music.
Country.
Everything.
No rap. Okay. Not yet. swing, blues. I mean, every kind.
There is nothing that Kelly can't write for. And I keep telling her, you are such an incredible writer.
Thank you.
Writing for films, television, commercial, jingles.
Thank you.
Believe me, let me tell you, if you are out there and you need someone to write a song for your television commercial or film, Kelly is the person to call. She can write for just about anything. You gave me a project, remember? Yeah.
For my
charity, Santa Claus Wishes. And, you know, I don't have much time, but I want to play something right now. This is just a little sample, and then we're going to come back with Kelly. But this one, I got to say, I got two favorites that Kelly
does. I have no idea what she's going to do.
I wanted to play samples from all, but I knew this was going to happen. We're going to run out of time. But I'm just going to play a little bit from one of my new favorite. Used to be There Was a Time, but now my new favorite is The Party's Just Begun.
Yes.
So let me let you hear that real quick, because I want to get both of them in before we
this
end.
Because
Kelly's going to come back, okay? But this is called The Party's Just Begun. Wait till you hear this. Okay, ready?
What an evening this has been as I watched you. Oh, so debonair, dressed in midnight blue. My favorite part was when I caught you. You were spilling your champagne, but you stayed.
Nick Fireman for that great arrangement.
Wow, how'd you like that, Kristoff?
Beautiful. I love it.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you know, Kelly she's so brilliant.
Whitney Houston, you're making a comeback. Yeah. I got a song for you.
Oh, Mariah yeah, that's
Carey,
right. Mariah, Whitney.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia, we got,
some songs.
Songs
written just for you.
Just, okay. You know what she actually does? She writes songs and she writes with people in mind.
Mm-hmm.
She has these certain artists that she loves and she writes songs and they're just sitting there waiting for you guys. So if you want to take her up on that, is it KellyFoster.com?
MissKellyFoster.com.
Miss Kelly, and it's K-E-L-L-E-Y Foster.com.
My phone number's on the website.
And phone number's on
like
the website.
Call. Okay, yeah. We're here finally, right?
Kelly! Right? And
I'll come to you, okay?
Yeah, she will
just give me a call and I'll swim heaven and earth.
And she right now is, she was working on writing a new city anthem called Fly with Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on that for so long.
Didn't we? Got to the city.
We
loved it. People of the city loved it.
Loved the city. It was great. And they shot us down.
No, they didn't.
We're going to try again when they change order. We're going
to
go.
They said when they're ready to change the anthem, they will let us know. They weren't ready to change that anthem, but we're ready to take it on.
Yeah.
What is the anthem right now?
It's something by Randy Newman.
Oh, yeah. I love LA.
No. That's the official, unofficial. The official one is Frank Sinatra's LA is My Lady, which I've never heard, actually.
Neither have I, but I've heard Kelly's song called Fly with Los Angeles.
Much better. Who's Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Frank who?
Compared to Kelly Foster, who's Frank Sinatra? Hey, I want to get this last song in here, and I chose this one because Albert, my love, Ooh. Plays the guitar on this, and he is a smoking hot guitar player.
Yes, he is.
And I chose this, but he and Kelly did such a beautiful job on this together.
I'm so excited.
So let me play this for you. This is called There Was a Time, and these two are samples of what you can hear if you go to MissKellyFoster.com, and you can get her CD, hopefully, I think. I'm not misspeaking.
You can get it.
Website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is called There Was a Time. I want you to hear this. It's very good. Very good. Do you like my fade up?
I love that. Did great.
This is Albert. Greatest guitar player ever. Available now. Available now. Contact Priscilla.
There was a time.
Oh, he's going to want to hear his.
I couldn't wait till you come away.
Albert's so hot.
There was a time I couldn't stand to set you free.
Yeah,
did you like that?
Yes, very hot.
Albert? He is the hottest guitar player ever.
Ever.
My God. Well, you know, he's playing with some of the top people. Joe Pass. And who else did he play with, Kelly? I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh. So many.
Top celebrity. Who?
Melissa Reyes.
I have no idea who that is.
Pussycat Dolls.
He just played with the Pussycat Dolls. You believe that?
Lucky
if I would have known those were the rehearsals he was going to.
You would have been there, honey.
I would have gone. I thought he was just playing with.
You would have taken the whip.
I would have. But yeah, he just played with the Pussycat Dolls and then some celebrities from some foreign
country. I want to hang out more with you, Albert.
I know.
What's going on?
Oh, Oh yeah, the Pussycat Dolls. Oh yeah,
love that show.
You know the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh,
they were
I love
like,
that show.
He was playing there. So Kelly, I want to thank you for coming on
the show.
Thank
you, and congratulations on your success of this show, Priscilla.
Well, it's because of Sam that
you, Sam.
This whole station Woo! Is a success. My God, this is probably the top internet radio station around.
It.
I just hope that I just pray that Sam does everything and keeps it going.
Yay,
because
Sam,
you gotta do things to make it stay.
Sam,
but thank you, Kelly,
thank
for coming
you so
on.
Much.
Thank you so
much,
Christoph. Again, thank you for listening.
Mom.
Thank Helen Short, all the way from Austin, Texas. And thank you, Albert, for letting us hear your great guitar playing. We're going to come back next week. I cannot remember who the guest is, but it's going to be a fun one. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
We're going to close out with Kelly.
What an evening this has been.